This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, my name is Richard King, and I am the director of the Solar Decathlon here at the United States Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Welcome, and I hope you enjoy our third Solar Decathlon event, a competition that challenges the world's best and brightest to design the most energy-efficient house, a house that obtains all its power from clean, free solar energy. So, you may wonder, what exactly is a solar decathlon? Well, it's all pretty complex, but at its core, the solar decathlon is a contest to design, build, and operate the most attractive, energy-efficient house that is totally self-sufficient. These houses obtain all the energy they need using only the sunlight that shines on the home. The competition is complex because the solar decathlon is not just about building the house, but the homes need to be attractive and functional as well. These homes come complete with a gourmet kitchen, master bedroom and bath, washer and dryer, home theater, and maybe even a hot tub, all powered by sunlight, which, as you probably know, sunlight doesn't cost a penny. The students competing in the solar decathlon use brains, brawn, resourcefulness, and creativity. And some teams even employ secret weapons to earn points in each of the 10 decathlon contests. The Solar Decathlon gets its name from the 10 ways the houses are scored in the overall competition. Each of the 10 individual contests have points assigned. Collectively, these contests cover the major design and performance elements of a house. Some are judged by panels of experts who look at the aesthetic of the design and curb appeal, as well as innovation. Other contests are measured for performance, such as heating and cooling, hot water, refrigeration, illumination, and transportation. Each contest addresses a specific feature or energy requirement of the house, but collectively, they make up a comprehensive assessment of all that makes a house a warm, secure, functional, and pleasing place to live. There are a total of 1,200 points available to earn. The 10 contests are architecture for 200 points, engineering for 150 points, market viability for 150 points, communications for 100 points, comfort zone for 100 points, appliances for 100 points, hot water for 100 points, lighting for 100 points, energy balance for 100 points, and getting around in an electric vehicle also for 100 points. That adds up to 1,200 points, and each category has a special amount of work, thought, and skill associated with winning those points. And believe me, the teams are very strategic in their methods for winning. Just who are these teams, you may ask? Well, the Solar Decathlon is a competition among 20 teams from some of the world's most distinguished universities. Each team is made up of 20 to 50 fiercely competitive architecture, engineering, business, design, and communication students and faculty. Each team in the competition has its own strengths and personality. There are universities noted for architecture, such as Cornell University and Carnegie Mellon University. There are technical schools with strong engineering programs, such as MIT and Georgia Tech. And there are schools that are strong in both engineering and architecture. We have Midwest schools that with can-do attitudes and hand-on practicality coming from Cincinnati, Ohio, Austin, Texas, Rolla, Missouri, and Manhattan, Kansas. We have a team crossing an entire country from California, one that is crossing a border from Canada, and three crossing an ocean from Europe and Puerto Rico. And they are all coming to Washington to try to upset the two-time defending champion, the University of Colorado at Boulder. Now, how does a team get into the Solar Decathlon? Teams are selected through a proposal process. For the next event in 2009, an invitation will be sent out on October the 12th, 2007, and posted on our website at www.solardecathlon.org. Every college or university interested in participating must write a proposal describing how they will organize a team, design and build a house, and raise the funds necessary to have a successful entry. The 20 best proposals will be selected for entry and awarded $100,000 from the U.S. Department of Energy. Teams are responsible for raising any additional funds necessary for their entries. So, I invite you to come down to the National Mall for this year's event, which is open free of charge to the public. The Solar Village, the temporary town where the houses are built and judged, is located on the mall between 7th and 14th Streets. The contest begins Friday, October the 12th. The Secretary of Energy will be cutting the ribbon to open the village at 10 a.m. The houses are open for public tours from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekends and 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekdays, except Wednesday, October the 17th, when the houses are closed for tours while they're being monitored for indoor temperature and humidity. So, I invite you to come down to see the homes and talk to the students. The work they've done is nothing less than amazing. The third generation designs of the homes in this year's competition are on the leading edge of the green housing movement. They are tremendously innovative and incorporate features that provide financial value and personal satisfaction while improving the planet. You may even get some ideas to take back to your home. Thank you for listening, and let the competition begin.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.